What if this isn't a climate crisis, but the greatest opportunity humanity has had in a long time? Lean Into Clean will explore and discuss with highly esteemed guests on what could be the new spirals for society, sustainability, spirituality, and social harmony. Perhaps we've all lost our way. Lean Into Clean will showcase how we might remember, refocus and restore the natural ways so we can again live in balance and harmony with life on Earth and all its inhabitants. Welcome to this week's Lean Into Clean. I'm Jarvis Smith. This is UK Health Radio. Thank you all for coming back to check out the show today. I hope you're having a lovely Monday. I don't know what you're up to right now, but if you're working, if you're at home, if you're brushing your teeth, if you're just going to bed, enjoy the show. We're going to have a fabulous, fabulous time. I've got an amazing guest today. In fact, spoiler alert, today's guest is a Guinness World Record holder. I'm not going to tell you too much more about that until we get him into flow. But let me just start with a little bit of news, as I always do on a Monday. So today is the 28th of July. On the 24th of July, it marked this year's Earth Overshoot Day. Now, you may be wondering, what is Earth's Overshoot Day? It's the date, check this, and this is quite sad actually, when humanity's demand on nature surpasses Earth's capacity to replenish nature during the entire year. So we are using up, by July the 24th, the whole year's worth of Earth's resources by July. Now, let me just read a little bit about this. There is an article on mygreenpod.com. As you know, we put a news story up there every day. If you care about sustainability and how you can make a difference in the world and maybe even become a solution rather than a problem, go to mygreenpod.com. Check out articles. There's a search engine there. If you're into cycling, running, eating, EVs, energy, yeah, I mean, the list goes on and on and on. Brushing your teeth, whatever it might be, go and search and get clued up. And then you can inform your friends and family when you're next sitting around a dinner table. But let me just tell you a bit about this. So this year, Earth Overshoot Day is the earliest it has ever been. Now, 15, 16 years ago, when I first started my commitment to informing people about the climate crisis, which we now know is a crisis, that day was in November. Right. So we were only a month kind of, you know, a month ahead of the curve. Now, obviously, it's a lot sooner than that. So this is calculated by the Global Footprint Network, and they're the international sustainability organization that pioneered the ecological footprint. The data is based on the national footprint and the biocapacity accounts maintained by York University. So it's done over here. Now, this is not good. Using 1.8 Earths, right? So over the year, an Earth Overshoot Day, July the 24th, means that humanity is currently using nature 1.8 times faster than the Earth's ecosystems can regenerate. Now, this overshoot occurs because people emit more CO2, that's carbon dioxide, than the biosphere can absorb. So we use more fresh water than is replenished. We harvest more trees than can regrow, and fish quicker than stocks replenish. And to name, you know, just a few things we're using from the Earth's resources. Just think about this for a moment. Just stop everything that you're doing right now for 1 second and just think about the Earth's resources. Now, every time you eat some food, every time you put on some clothes, every time you use a computer, every time you drive in your car, every time you get on a train, every time you go on holiday, the list goes on and on and on. Read a book, you know, whatever it might be. Play the piano, do some gardening, although that's actually contributing in a good way. But the point is every single resource, whether you're a service industry or a product industry or a materials industry, Everything comes from our earth. Think about it. Even energy, because it's oil or solar or whatever, it all comes from the planet. The big problem is we have a massive disconnect from this living, breathing, conscious being called Gaia, Mother Nature, the Earth, whatever you want to call it. We have disconnected from her so much that we now use her resources to the point where we need 1.8 planets just to survive a year. That's not going to happen, is it? So, take a moment to consider, at the very least, if you can't stop living the life that you're living, maybe just take a moment to offer some gratitude and appreciation to nature. I do know this, that nature, Mother Nature, Gaia, this living, breathing, conscious being that indigenous wisdom keepers all around the world still treat as a family friend, as a mother, as a nurturer. And I know that she's listening to us. And if we can go outside and plant our feet on her and offer her love and respect, gratitude and appreciation, and ask to reconnect and for her to inform your life and how you should live on the earth, I can guarantee you that it will happen. So that's my soapbox moment. I'm sorry it's not the best of news. However, I do have some really great news because somebody that is single-handedly dealing with this very issue is my guest today. The gentleman's name is Jimmy Cohen. I met Jimmy at COP 28, I think. I can't remember now, but it was in Dubai, and we just hit it off. I was amazed, firstly, by what he was doing, and secondly, he's just a really lovely, charming individual that is absolutely a solution to this thing we now know is a climate crisis. Let me just read you a little bit about Jimmy, just so you can kind of understand who's coming on. So, Jimmy Cohen, a regenerative futurist, we'll have to find out what that means, founder of TreeGen's DAO, which is DAO, that's something to do with crypto, I think, and a Guinness World Record holder for the most trees planted in 24 hours. I'm going to repeat that. A Guinness World Record holder for the most trees planted in 24 hours. He's now leading the charge toward an even bigger milestone, an even bigger one, a world record attempt to plant 1 billion trees in a single day on July the 31st, 2025. Surely you're not doing that yourself. We're going to have to find out that in a minute. All the intersection of climate and crypto, sorry, at the intersection of climate and crypto, Jimmy created TreeGen's to turn ecological impact into a global gamified movement. Love that. Through the proof of a tree protocol, people are rewarded for verified regeneration using blockchain, NFTs, and AI, which are all the buzzwords right now in the world. His governance token, which is $TGN, you can tell us more about that in a moment, Jimmy, when you come on, powers an ecosystem where NFTs, that's non-fungible tokens, grows forests. AI agents hustle on X, and community becomes the climate solution. Wow. From planting trees of governments to creating viral cultural moments, Jimmy is proving that restoration, ca sorry, reforestation, of course, and restoration can be fun, scalable, and unstoppable. He says, "We don't just plant trees, we plant movements. Let's grow." Love that, Jimmy. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Jarvis. Appreciate you, and it's an honor to be here. I think it's great to sink in, as you said. Our the strain on the resources and the unfortunate news. But I also have some good news to share. I mean, just yesterday was International Mangrove Day. Mangroves are an incredible tree that we're pretty focused on, as well as many different other tree species. And this 31st, I think we're going to make history and get more trees planted in a 24-hour period than ever before.
Wow. I mean, for those of you that don't know what a mangrove is, it's the tree that that is very clever actually, because it can actually live in salt water. It's basically on the coastlines, and these are the trees that protect bad weather. So if the seas are rough, these trees break down the currents and everything else. I've actually planted some mangrove trees in the Seychelles. And they are really spectacularly beautiful trees. So thanks for that. So International Mangrove Day yesterday, how did you celebrate? Did you go out and hug a few
Yeah.
mangroves?
Yeah, we've got planters all around the world getting mangrove trees planted. I'm a bit of a mangrove maxi. That's the type of tree that I
Yes.
broke the Guinness World Record by planting. The final number was 30,469 mangrove trees personally planted in 24 hours. It took me three attempts before that became an official Guinness World Record. And the reason I was so determined to make it happen, this is 24 hours of planting on three different occasions. It's because it's a stepping stone towards breaking this next record, which is most trees planted by any number of people in a day.
Yeah.
And we're finally on track to make that happen this Thursday. I'm excited to get into that. But yeah, as you say, the mangroves, they could sequester up to 10 times the carbon out of the
Yeah.
atmosphere. They help with biodiversity. So many animals thrive around them. And as you say, they're an incredible tree able to desalinate ocean water. Humans have barely cracked how to do that in an efficient and economical way. These trees have been doing it for many thousands of years. And
Yeah. That's
so yeah,
incredible.
mangroves are an incredible tree, but of course we need all the trees to thrive. We need nature to get restored. There's about 2 trillion of them that have been wiped off the face of the earth. But
Wow.
I think it's possible to regenerate by taking massive action, and I think that's what we're going to do this Thursday.
Ah, this Thursday. I mean, that's super exciting. Let's just go back to what you said for a second. So 2 trillion was the number of roughly the number of trees that have been taken out of the planet to be used as other resources. So often, to burn, to make furniture, to whatever wood's for, right? 2 trillion. Now, there is a campaign at the moment, I think a global campaign, isn't there? 1 trillion trees or something, where we're actually trying to get 1 trillion of those trees back in the ground. And there's been some significant work done. But just tell me why, what inspired you to be able to go out and actually, single-handedly create a solution? I mean, just to put things into perspective, right? If everybody did this, maybe it's a bit ambitious to go and do 30,000 trees in a day, but even if everybody went out and did, 1,000 trees in a day, right? That would be 1,000 times 8 billion, which would be what? Trillions, right?
Yeah, we'd be well on our way.
It'd be 8
Exactly. Yeah.
trillion, wouldn't it? If
100%.
everybody
Yeah.
just did a fraction of what you've done, a 0.1% of what you've done, we would be on our, well, massively on our way. The thing people need to understand is, Jimmy, is that trees are the most advanced natural technology for sequestering carbon, i.e., taking carbon out of the atmosphere. And the reason there's so much carbon in the atmosphere, and there are a few arguments about this, but it's pretty much sure that because we are burning fossil fuels at the rate we're burning fossil fuels, that's actually increased the carbon intensity in the atmosphere, and therefore nature is not able to do its job, which is actually to pull the carbon back out and oxygenate it, right? That's the simplistic terms, isn't it?
The inspiration, as you were saying, there were two kind of life-altering moments that put me on this path of really honing in on my why. And Nietzsche said something to the effect of, with a strong enough why, you can endure almost anyhow, right? And that's what's really allowed me to push through all
Love
these insane
that.
challenges. Just like planting for 24 hours. And by the way, I only slept 3 hours the night before I did the 24-hour Guinness World Record. That's a whole other story to get into. But
How
the two
close were each was each of the three sessions?
Well, actually, in all three sessions, I technically broke the record of 23,080 was the official Guinness World Record. But the first attempt, we weren't trying to make it Guinness official. We have our own AI tree counting technology, which we can get into. But I
Yeah.
realized that, the Guinness, title, it's very powerful, and it opens up a lot of doors. And that's why we've been able to partner with all these different government groups and these kind of things. So the second attempt, we were trying to make it a Guinness record. I only just beat it by about 100. And the problem was we were in Kenya, like peak summertime, pretty much. The sun was just beating down. I remember, I have this vivid memory of my Kenyan team sweating profusely from the face within the first 30 minutes of this challenge starting,
Yeah,
right?
wow.
And that's because we were wearing not the most breathable shirts, but we had sponsors, so we had to kind of, wear them. And so
You couldn't rip your shirt off.
I couldn't, unfortunately. So we just had to stick through it, and the cameras, Guinness, they didn't deem it safe to come to Kenya. Some protest broke out. So they were like, right, you have to have two independent witnesses. They each have to keep tally, right? And one of them has to be a tree specialist. They have to rotate shifts every 4 hours. Plus, you have to film every single tree that gets planted as it's getting
Wow.
planted, right? So we're filming, and the sun is just beating down on the camera. It ended up overheating. And even though we had a backup camera to keep filming, the inverter within the camera fried. It
Oh
was so
no.
hot. We lost several
So you
gigabytes
lost all the
of footage.
data.
We
Oh my
lost the data,
God.
and so I only just broke the record. So the third attempt, I wasn't leaving any chips on the table.
You smashed it.
I was so overprepared. So I was doing hundreds and hundreds of jumping squats every single day. If I wanted to go anywhere, I would lunge there. I would just lunge
Yeah,
everywhere
just
I
to
had to
stay
go.
super fit,
And I was
like,
just,
yeah.
yeah, I had to get really, it was just like the most fit I have ever been in my entire life. And we had a team of six videographers. So we're like, we're capturing every single tree this time, right? And we finally got it. And then we just blew past that record of 30,469 trees.
That's incredible, incredible. And I'm so sorry, I did cut you short. You were telling me what inspired you to do it. Give us that bit, because I think that's vitally important. The
Yeah. So
why that gives you the how, right?
why? Yeah. So there were two kind of life-altering moments in my life. One, I was super young. I was 4 years old when I planted my first tree. My mother is an environmentalist, an activist, and an artist. And
Nice.
they were illegally cutting down these eucalyptus gum trees and several other types of trees by my hometown in Avalon, Australia. I know my accent's all over the place. That's originally where I'm from, is Australia, because they were trying to overdevelop. And so my mother was campaigning. She walked all up and down this massive peninsula to campaign and protest and make them stop cutting down these trees because these animals like koalas were going extinct in the area. And so we did a lot of that stuff, but also we're planting trees. And that was the first kind of experience of really being surrounded by that passion, that activism, the injustice in the world, and then trying to do something about it as best we possibly can. So that sort of planted the seed, if you will. But it was
Yeah.
really in 2019, you might have seen on the news that in Australia, it was one of the worst forest fires in
Yeah, I
history.
do remember it. Millions of
Yeah.
species got
Just
wiped out,
a
didn't they? Yep.
gulf country. There are over 3 billion animals burnt alive.
Yeah, three
And you know
billion.
when people see messed up things, so usually we look away or turn the channel, right? But I just forced myself to watch those videos, and I just watched video after video after video, and it just broke my soul. Like I just felt so horrible, like the world is a messed up place, and I just broke down, and I felt awful, like one of the worst experiences of my life. But then I did a little fun fundraiser. I just turned on a live stream, back in the Facebook fundraiser days, and we raised, several thousand dollars just from this one little live stream that I did. And I felt this like rush of energy, like, oh snap, we can actually do something about
Yeah,
this.
nice.
And that sense of fulfillment and aliveness and passion when you're leaning into something, when you can actually make what little change that you can, knowing that that can have a ripple effect, that's what gets me out of bed in the morning. That's what helps me burn the midnight oil. That's what fuels me to do all this crazy stuff. Like I've done 60-hour live streams one time, me interviewing a new person almost every single hour. I've done 24/7 live streams with like a team of people, obviously, for 2 weeks at a time. I did that seven different times, and I have no problem doing it because I know how impactful this stuff can be. And I'm so
Yeah.
connected to my why that the how, I'll do whatever it takes, and I'm not
Yeah.
stopping until this gets done because I know that this is going to tangibly make a difference in the world.
Jimmy, that's amazing. You are a force of nature, and I don't mean that in any disrespectful term. You absolutely are. Jimmy, let's go to a commercial break because there's so much I want to get into with you, but we have to do these commercial breaks. Everybody listening, do check out the commercial breaks because they are what supports UK Health Radio. So we'll see you back here shortly. We're going to hear more from Jimmy, and we're going to find out where he is and where this next billion trees planting initiative is going to be. So stay with us. We'll be back here soon.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Good. If optimizing your health and well-being is on your to-do list, then let Revive Active, Ireland's number one super supplement brand, help you achieve that in the most convenient and comprehensive way possible. Clean, premium ingredients scientifically formulated to work in synergy to support immunity, energy, joints, heart health, sleep, emotional balance, and more. Benefit from the power, purity, and positivity of our award-winning powder sachets or our therapeutic capsule range. Use code RADIO15 at reviveactive.com and save 15% off today. Super supplements for a super you.
When you vacation with Norwegian Cruise Line, every day is a new day. Get a taste for Barcelona, then savor incredible dining options back on board one day. Connect to ancient history in Athens, and then disconnect completely in our spa another day. Wherever the sea breeze takes you, come aboard and experience a different tomorrow with NCL. Visit ncl.com, call your travel agent, or call 0333-336-1472. Norwegian Cruise Line, Ships Registry, the Bahamas and USA.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Welcome back. If you just tuned in, I'm here with Jimmy Cohen, who holds the world Guinness record for planting the most trees in 24 hours. 30,469, which smashed the previous record of 23,000 something or other. I mean, this is incredible, Jimmy. Absolutely incredible. You've just told us about your why, and with a great why, then it really inspires you in terms of the how. So, just first of all, I'm looking over your shoulder. For those of you that can't see us, because obviously you're listening on radio, it says the Ministry of Something Planning Development. Where are you right now?
Yeah, I am in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia. At Addis Ababa, Ethiopia, the Ethiopian government actually played a massive role also in inspiring me to go after this Guinness World Record, knowing that it would be a stepping stone towards breaking the next record. Because what is the next record? Well, yeah. The record was actually set by the Ethiopian government. Initially, they've been doing this for multiple years now. Initially, they did 350 million in a day. Then they did 560 million in one day. Then last year, they did 615.7 million in a single day. So that is the record. Yeah. And so it's absolutely phenomenal. You know, they're going to do more than 7 billion throughout the year, but they do this thing called the One Day Initiative, where mm-hmm. the entire country pretty much comes together and just plants trees. It's a tree planting holiday. Like, essential services are open, but pretty much all the other businesses are closed. And more than 34 million people officially participated last year. There were even more unofficially participating, but more than 34 million official participants. And this year, and they've got 7 billion seedlings ready to go. They're probably going to have more than 34 million participants. If we can just get 30 trees planted on average, you know, I did 30,000. If we could just do 30 trees on average, we're going to get to a billion. And a billion is such a compelling number that it's going to inspire the world to take massive action. I can feel it, because I don't know if you've heard about the 4-minute mile.
Yeah.
You do. Okay. So for those who don't know who are listening, for decades and decades and decades, people tried to run an entire mile in 4 minutes. They tried and they tried and they tried. And a lot of people didn't think it was possible to do it until one year someone did it. And the same year, dozens of other people did it.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
tens of thousands of people have, even high school kids. So what changed? Right. What changed is people saw what is possible. Exactly.
Mindset.
Knowing that you can actually do it. And then what is actually going to come from that once you do it, you know? And so once we accomplish this goal of a billion trees in a day, it's going to show the world what is truly possible and what that can mean for not only the environment, but, you know, the carbon markets are at 900 billion a year and forecasted reach 1.6 trillion. It could be great for local projects. And also obviously for food security, that's another big reason why people are getting into these massive tree planting, initiatives is, having natural, healthy food that is grown locally as well. And there's all these food forests they're getting planted. And I'm certain that this is going to have a ripple effect around the world. We've already gotten multiple countries also participating and planting so that we can get to the 1 billion tree goal. And what I'm doing here, what I'm discussing with the Ethiopian government, is how to have both a decentralized and a physical singular location Growlympics. So what I mean by the Growlympics
is a competitive
tree planting event, right? I want to turn tree planting into a sport. And when I was at the World Economic Forum, I spoke with the head of sustainability for the Olympics, and he absolutely loved this idea. So we're going to be pitching this to the Olympics, but we're piloting it right here in Ethiopia on the ground. So my goal is to have 1,000 people, right? Two teams of 500, planting as many, whoever can get finished, planting the trees the furthest, the winning team could carries on. And each time we go half and half and half until we ended up with one. So that's 10 different competitions throughout the day so that we can end up with one main tree planting champion.
Wow.
We
want to
celebrate those champions, right? We want to make the tree planters the next rock stars and put them up on a pedestal and celebrate them and support them with prizes and all kinds of different stuff. So,
and are you gonna enter as a participant, or are you gonna be a mentor? You're gonna be the godfather? I mean, what are you envisioning for yourself?
I'm hosting.
You're hosting.
So I've graduated from the. I mean, of course, I'm gonna ceremoniously plant some trees on Thursday when we get this big thing happening. But the big thing now is about passing the baton to the next tree planting heroes. I want people to break my record. I want people to set new records. And that's really why I did it. It wasn't the vanity of, oh, look at me and how many I can plant. It's let's use this as inspiration to show other people what's possible and encourage other people and support other people to make that happen. So,
absolutely,
so that's what we're
amazing
up to with Tree Gens, is we're doing decentralized planting rewards. So wherever you are in the world, you'll be able to plant trees, verify them within our DAP that we're launching later this week. You film before and after within the application. The AI that we train counts how many trees are planted. And then you can get that minted, and you can get retroactively rewarded. And there'll be leaderboards and prizes. So different ways to incentivize this so that we can break those records. Yeah.
This is amazing. Jimmy, we need to have a chat offline, because I've got a project that I'd love to talk to you about. But the other thing I must tell you is I was actually speaking to the organizer of the Olympics just the other day. We're actually working on a project together. So let me introduce you to him as well, because they're working. He also is the organizer of FIFA and, the Olympics and various other things. So there's a huge community there that they're already tapping into. So thank you for that. Now, how do people kind of tune into you? Where's the best place for people to find you and support you with Tree Gens and you and everything else?
Cool. So on the X platform, previously Twitter, I actually dedicate a tree to every single follower. So if you were to go to x.com/thetreegens, that's TheTreeGens, TheTreeGens, TreeGens, then just by following, you will see a tree get dedicated to you. And that's also where we're going to post a lot of this stuff. If you want to see the official recap of my Guinness World Record, I also dedicate a tree to people on my personal profile. So right now, as listeners, you can literally plant two trees. Just open up the X app. My personal profile is Jimmy Cohen, J-I-M-I, spelled like Hendrix, and then C-O-H-E-N, J-I-M-I-C-O-H-E-N. That's my personal profile. If you follow there as well, you will also get a second tree dedicated to you. Our website is treegens.org, T-R-E-E-G-E-N-S, T-R-E-E-G-E-N-S. And that's where you can see kind of a full breakdown of all the innovative technology that we developed. Ultimately, the vision is a world where anyone can plant trees and earn a living. And that's what we're trying to do by stacking as many rewards as possible, tapping into the carbon markets, biodiversity markets, as well as, philanthropic tree planting, so that we can make those funds accessible to the people on the ground. Because right now, it's very easy to destroy nature and get paid for it. As you mentioned, people can sell for wood, they can sell charcoal, all this different stuff. They can get paid the same day.
Yeah.
But if you're in a remote village, in Kenya, for example, and you want to plant trees and you want to put food on the table, it's not that easy to do that. despite the carbon markets being a $900 billion a year industry forecast to reach $1.6 trillion, it's not available to the people on the ground. And so what we're able to accomplish with blockchain technology is decentralized rewards. We can infuse those funds from our centralized carbon projects, and we can back these tree tokens so that people can earn them, they can swap them for local currency very easily, and they can put food on the table, send their kids to school, you know, have a living by planting trees, because it is valuable. And there are, you know, big markets that we're able to tap into and infuse that to support people creating green jobs all around the world.
I love it. I mean, I've been harping on for years about, you know, unlabeling ourselves as consumers and becoming restorers and stewards. So that's exactly what you're doing. This is fantastic. So please do go and, you know, get to X if you use X and sign up to Jimmy. I've just signed up to both your account and the TreeGen's account. So
let's grow.
I should be expecting two trees in the name of my green pod. So thank you for that. Jimmy, there's so many questions I want to ask you, but let's choose this moment just to play your first record. I always ask my guests just to come with some music that is, you know, an inspiration to you or a soundtrack to your life's work. Or so let's play one of your first songs. What song are you going to play for us?
Let's do it. This is To Be the Best by Tenacious D. So when I was preparing like a madman, doing hundreds of jumping squats every day, trying to get in shape to try to smash this Guinness World Record, this was a track that got me going. It's super motivational. It's only about a minute long. So if you're sitting down right now, as long as you're not driving, try to stand up, get the energy flowing, do some jumping jacks or squats. Jumping squats is even better. And get that energy flowing, and you can put yourself in the mindset set of a tree planting world champion so that you can go out and shatter the next record. Let's go.
Love it. Tenacious D, let's hear this.
To be the best, we got to pass the test. We got to make it all the way to the top of the mountain. We can do it again. To feel the high, we got to learn to fly. We got to take it to the
Wow, that's amazing. I tell you what, that got my heart pumping. I was trying to join in and get going with it. I hope everybody else was too.
Hey,
I mean, that's like listening to a record that speeded up like 10x, isn't it? So no wonder you got all those trees in the ground if you were listening to that on repeat. But tell us, I mean, I know it's high energy, but what does that song remind you of when you play it? I mean, what kind of feeling does it give you?
Gives me hope, optimism, confidence. You know, it's very easy to get caught up with self-doubt and imposter syndrome today. You know, when people are looking on social media and everyone's showing you their highlight reel and you're thinking, who am I? Can I really accomplish these things? And da 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 da. But by you know, believing that you can be the best at something, if you really set your mind to it, if you go all out and just leave no stone unturned, you know, burn the boats, as Tony Robbins says, right? As you're about to, the Viking, I'm not for conquering, but this is like a cool mentality to get in, right? The Vikings, when they used to take over an island, they would set their own ships on fire, which is A, intimidating as hell to the people that you're going to, you know, go to their island. But by setting your own ships on fire, it also tells yourself, it's more about your own mentality that there is no going back, right?
Yeah.
Forward or nothing. And and that is the mentality that I think is required to really accomplish these big, hairy, audacious goals.
I love that. I love that. It's funny because a lot of people will say, don't burn bridges. You're basically saying, burn those bridges. Once you're over the bridge, that's
maybe
it.
Maybe not bridges, boats. Okay, it's different. Yeah, yeah. Keep the bridge open, but burn the boats. Like, don't go back. Forward only.
Yeah, no, I get it. I'm just having a bit of fun. That's fantastic. Yeah. So listen, Jimmy, tell me a bit more about, I mean, I know you've touched upon the crypto side of things and, you know, NFTs. And for everybody out there that's listening, you know, just explain that. Because this to me is really, we're embarking on a whole new economy, right? I mean, you know, Bitcoin, for example, which was nothing, is now digital gold. It's worth, you know, $120,000 per Bitcoin. You know, people are saying, you know, get your Bitcoin, otherwise you're not going to be invested in the future, as the dollar, you know, declines in its value, and every other currency around the world that's linked to fiat currency declines. You know, what do you have to say about crypto and NFTs and AI? How would you share that with our listeners?
Well, I mean, these are three different technologies which I think can all make a positive impact or a negative impact depending how they're used.
Mm-hmm.
I know a lot of my environmentalist friends they hear the word crypto and they shy away because they think, oh, bad for the environment, use a lot of energy. And while it's true, proof of work does use a significant amount of energy. It does also use sustainable energy a lot, and I think it's better than the banking system. But that's a bit of a different thing to the vast majority of other digital assets in the crypto sphere, mm-hmm. because there's something called proof of stake. So proof of stake is different to proof of work. Just to break these two things down really quickly for the listeners, proof of work is how the blockchain is validated, how you can send money around without any third party like a bank to approve it. It actually has these computers that are using a lot of energy to solve these complex mathematical problems. And that does have some emissions. It is by design, because that means that there's a cost to produce and to actually mine the Bitcoin as well as to send it around. But that has an energy use. Now, proof of stake is very different. With proof of stake, you simply need the assets, and then you simply validate. And if someone validates or you know, says this person sent money, this person, if they do it maliciously, they try to change the number or change the thing, there's always multiple verifiers. And mm-hmm. then there's something called a slashing mechanism. So you actually lose some of your tokens if you do it without correctly. If you do it maliciously with bad intent, you can lose some of your tokens. But if you do it correctly, you get a reward. Now, this proof of stake way of verifying all of the transactions, it is 99.9999% less energy intensive.
Mm-hmm.
So when the Ethereum blockchain went to proof of stake, the total energy consumption in the world actually went down by a significant amount. It was like 0.2% or something like that. So it was significant. And,
yeah.
And so the vast majority of blockchains now are on the proof of stake network. And so it's a lot better for the environment than proof of work. So that's the first thing that I'll say about crypto. And I really see the use case of crypto for decentralizing the rewards, right? So that anyone around the world can wake up, plant trees, and earn a token no matter where they are, no matter what they have access to. It's permissionless. They can all go in and verify this. And we're actually using the same kind of concept as proof of stake that I just mm-hmm. mentioned in
yep.
the proof of tree protocol. So in a similar way to proof of stake, the way that we are able to verify all of these trees all around the world, it's similar to proof of stake in that we have what's called a governance token. So this token is used in voting. So a DAO, DAO stands for Decentralized Autonomous Organization. I think this is the future of how companies can be run, because anyone around the world can vote. It's not like people are just in a boardroom that make all the decisions. Everyone around the world can vote, and each token is a vote. But by staking the token, you can become a verifier in the proof of tree protocol. So mm-hmm. it's quite simple. We make it quite simple for everyone. You just have to tick four boxes that verifies that the trees were planted correctly. And mm-hmm. similar to how proof of stake works with the actual blockchain operating in proof of tree, if you're maliciously verifying, there's a slashing mechanism. You could lose some of your tokens. But if mm-hmm. you do it correctly, then you can gain some tokens. So 5% of all of the tree tokens that get created go to the verifiers, and then 95% go directly to the planters on the ground.
Wow.
So direct impact, but you can also get rewarded by being a verifier, by being an active member, and that's how we can scale the verification verification. There's always multiple verifiers to make sure it's, you know, our mission is to build the most rewarding and transparent tree planting technologies. Another beautiful part of the blockchain is that everyone can verify it, right? There was a study where once nonprofits got a gold seal of transparency, donations went up by more than 52% the next year. And there's a lot of money that's just waiting to flow towards impact, but they don't fully trust it because sometimes there's double counting and there's some mischievous stuff that can happen. But by having all of the funds coming in on the blockchain and the updates going out on the blockchain, anyone can see both of those things happening. Funds in, updates out. Everyone can verify. And by having that universal verification, we can remove this trust barrier so that anyone can go in and see everything that's happening. So that's another beauty of the blockchain. And so all of our updates are video NFTs where you can see all the videos before and after, AI tree counting. You get to own that update, the impact of the video of the actual trees before and after. And then the funds that come in are also on-chain. So that's the
crypto. Wow, it's amazing. It's amazing. I must just tell you, I mean, we're going to have to go to a commercial break in a second, but we have a big tree planting project in Bolivia. I think we've got about 250,000 Baru nut trees in the ground over the last 18 months. A Baru seed tree is the most nutritional nut on the planet. It's absolutely delicious. It's the most potassium and literally nutritional. So it's a superfood, and we've got 250,000 of those. So let's talk about that when we come back. I want to talk about how people can get involved in supporting you. Presumably, you're going to be launching the app just after the next world record. So stay with us. We'll find out more from Jimmy and what he's going to be up to over the next few days and how you can get involved. Look, we all love trees. We all need trees. Let's get behind Jimmy and get some trees planted. We'll see you here in a second. Let's grow.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Awesome. Apples and pears, beef and Skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, ant and deck, fish and chips, mum and dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com. Strawberries
and cream. A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Welcome back. This is Jarvis Smith, Lean Into Clean, UK Health Radio. I'm here with Jimmy Cohen, the World Guinness record holder for planting the most trees in 24 hours. On Thursday this week, in 4 days' time, he is going to be responsible for initiating the Ethiopian government, working alongside them, to engage its nationalists, the people of Ethiopia, to have a day off work and go out and plant trees. How cool is that? 1 billion is the target. Now, Jimmy, there's a couple of questions I wanted to ask. You know, where do you get the trees? You talked about there being 7 billion in nurseries. Just tell me a little bit about that process. And then I want to ask you about, you know, how do you fund yourself? Is it, you know, so there's a couple of questions that I think will be inspiring to people listening so they can understand how they get out and do some good in the world like you are.
Yeah, absolutely. So Ethiopia has dedicated between 0.5 to 1% of all their tax revenue to seedlings, which is pretty remarkable. That is an incredible commitment. And it's this Green Legacy Initiative, which is going throughout the year. And the One Day Initiative is just a part of that. It's a much broader initiative. It was started by the Prime Minister, and really, really inspiring stuff. And so, yeah, like they've got 7 billion seedlings ready to go. And then everyone comes out, more than 34 million people to volunteer and get these trees planted. But wherever you are in the world, there might be a local nursery where you can buy these seedlings from and get them planted. It's important to plant, trees that are indigenous to the local areas where you are. Pretty much everyone eats fruit, right? And so you can simply take a seed of a fruit and you can germinate it. You can Google it, depending on the fruit. You might want to have it in a moist, dark area, germinate it, and then plant it in your garden or a local community garden. There's a lot of different ways where everyone can plant a tree. Now, if you do follow us on x.com/THETREEGENS, that's the Tree Gens, we will DM literally everyone who follows us. So expect a direct message, not just about the tree that we're dedicating to you, but also about our dApp, which we're launching later this week, where you can plant trees, you can get that minted on chain or a very sustainable blockchain, and then you can get retroactively rewarded for that. And you can move up the leaderboard in a really fun and gamified way. So that's the cool stuff. Now, we've developed a lot of really innovative technology from the proof of tree dApp to the AI tree counting. We're also building some fun SocialFi stuff where people can get rewarded for growing the movement, a lot of really cool stuff. And we're entirely grant funded so far. So there's an incredible grant program called Gitcoin, GitCoin.co. Gitcoin has given out more than $69 million, which has turned into over 28 billion in market cap of the collective projects that they've supported, which is better than VC firms are getting. And the reason they've been so successful is they're leveraging what's called wisdom of the crowd, basically. So the way that this works is every quarter, pretty much, they do a funding round, and there are various rounds that you can qualify for. One of them is typically climate related. And they allow people to donate on chain. There are some really easy ways you can donate with PayPal, fiat, and it goes into the blockchain. But then they simply match the donations using what's called the quadratic funding formula. And the way that the QF formula works, it was co-authored by Vitalik Buterin, who invented the Ethereum blockchain, which led to pretty much all these other crypto assets. It heavily weighs the number of donors over the amount that they donate. So 1,000 people each giving $1 is more heavily get a lot gets a lot more matching than one person giving $1,000, for example.
Got
It's really
it. Got it.
that's how they weigh the wisdom of the crowd. And so Tree Gens, my startup, was voted first place not once, not twice, but three times on the Gitcoin Grant platform out of hundreds of other startups. And so,
Wow.
we have a very passionate community behind us, and it has led to so much incredible stuff. We haven't had to, necessarily sell our souls to any VCs and really just build with the community in mind. And
Yeah.
it's really helped us get to the point where we can break world records, get to the point where we can build all this innovative technology, get to the point where we can partner with, ministries and all this different stuff. And so it's been nothing short of life-changing. And I have a massive debt of gratitude to the Gitcoin Grant platform. So yeah, anyone who's building open source technology or climate solutions, you definitely want to pay attention to what's happening in the Gitcoin platform. There are other platforms like Giveth, for example, that use a similar quadratic funding formula. They also have like rewards for people who are donating on chain and stuff. And it's another really cool platform. That's GIVETH, giveth.io, I believe is the website there. So yeah, there's
And
some really cool
what's the
platforms
website
out
for
there.
Gitcoin?
Gitcoin. So GITCOIN.CO.
Gitcoin. Gitcoin.
Yeah,
I thought you said
Gitcoin.
gift.
Yeah, get yourself some coins and
Got it.
then Giveth, GIVETH.io is another really good one. They're also innovating in the capital allocation, grant giving, donation space. You
That's
can win like
amazing.
a raffle when you donate as well. So like it, they not only match the donations, but the people donating also get some rewards. And so it's a really fun way to give and to support what matters ultimately.
Absolutely love that. It's brilliant. Jimmy, we are getting close to the end of the show, which it always goes so quickly, but you have been an absolute powerhouse of information. I love it. Let's get your second song play because I think that would be really lovely, especially if it's as high energy as the last one. So tell us the next song you're going to
Do it.
play.
Yeah, so this song is called Let's Grow. It is by Carla God. She's an incredible member of our community. Like I said, I do these things called the Let's Grow Live. It's a 24/7 broadcast that happens at each quarter during these Gitcoin grant rounds. We have like 50 different grantees, each holding down different slots, and it's a big community thing. And so I started Let's Grow DAO with a bunch of other people, and then we do this thing with Let's Grow Live. And so Let's Grow is both about that and she mentioned me in the song as well. She's an amazing human being, Carla God, and Let's Grow.
Brilliant. This Let's Hear It. Let's Grow.
Let's grow, build on chain and grow, reach innocence, grow, build the people like you planting trees and grow, do a three and grow, make your impact known. Society change don't happen by itself, it's grown.
What you know about building on chain? Getting users on board in your way. One at the station and that's a campaign. You have 10 at the stations, now that's an array.
Shout out to the builders who never gave up. I said Jimmy and the team who never went tough. Let's grow. We all come and make it, yeah, we did, we grow. Kick on and give it, usually glow. We got the big kids, really on chain kicks. You will find no tricks in our protocols. Do you like open source? Do you contribute like you were part of the workforce?
So no, we can't take a break now. This is our time to procrastinate and do it right now. As opposed to hating and the bad talk, let's collaborate and partner up now. Cause the future is bright and green. We'll make it more green as we plant more trees. In 17 seconds I grew this. Tell me what your excuse is.
Let's grow, build on chain and grow. Regenerations grow. Build the people like you planting trees and grow. Do a three and grow. Make your impact known. Society change don't happen by itself. It's grown.
Welcome back, welcome back. I love that song. Let's grow. Let's go. I like it. That must get you highly motivated.
There you go. And she mentioned Gitcoin, she mentioned Giveth, she mentioned Regenesance as well. So Regenesance, this is an event that I co-organized, which is going to eventually evolve into a transformative festival. A lot of people say that the next renaissance is already starting, you know, where there's already a creative eruption. You know, already people can create all kinds of different things that they didn't even think were possible, from coding to artworks to all these different things, you know, with the help of AI. But if you look around you, as you pointed out at the start of the show, everything has a negative impact, right? The plastics, the metals, the mining, and everything. Every single product pretty much has a form of negative impact in the world. But there's a new breed of business that is blossoming, and that is social enterprise, right? Companies that are net positive for the globe. And these are the businesses that must become the thing. You know, Shark Tank inspired so many entrepreneurs to go out there and start businesses, and Dragon's Den and all this stuff. We need the social entrepreneurs to come to center stage. And so that's what Regenesance is all about. It's making sure that the next renaissance is regenerative, so that it's a Regenesance. And we did something called Funding the Regenesance, where it was like Dragon's Den and Shark Tank, except it was all impact investors and social entrepreneurs pitching. And so we did the Funding the Regenesance, and then we did a celebratory event. And by doing a transformative festival, we can also inspire people to build in a very regenerative, sustainable, and positively impactful way. And so that's another project that I'm really looking forward to down the line. You know, first I'm all in and laser focused on tree gens and breaking these world records. But it's a lot bigger than tree gens, right? It's all about, we need everyone in the world to take massive action and do what they're called to do, and to tap into that, to live in the future that we all want to live in. And so it's all about supporting that broader ecosystem of change makers that I'm also really passionate about.
Absolutely amazing. You really are a force of nature, and I love that about you, Jimmy. It's so inspiring. I remember, you know, there was a few years ago people used to say that to me, and I always thought to myself, why? I'm just getting on with stuff. And I can see that with you. There's a vast amount of humility. You've got the energy, you've got the life force, you've got the why, so therefore you're living the how. And it's just absolutely beautiful to watch. Jimmy, thank you. I'm just going to elevate you to move into the new world leader. I'm putting you completely on the spot now, but you have just become the leader of the new world, the new paradigm, the Regenesance. What would be the first three things that you would do if you were able to be the global leader?
Ooh, That is an excellent, excellent question. The first thing that came to mind is to fund what matters. You know, a lot of countries are giving up to 5% of all tax revenue to military. You know, it's like, what's that about? Why is that necessary, really? I mean, like 0.5% is all that's required in Ethiopia to get 7 billion seedlings together, and that would make a massive difference for the economy as well as the environment. So fund what matters. That's number one.
Love that.
Ooh, this is a really good question. So, by the way, another thing in terms of fund what matters, why are we subsidizing like
Fossil fuels.
fossil fuel? They have some of the biggest subsidies, like billions
Know.
and billions and billions of dollars. Like, okay,
Yeah.
fund what matters, not the BS, right? So fund what matters.
Yeah.
That's number one. That's a kind of
No.
like a different. So there's one thing to allocate tax revenue, and there's another thing to I guess being subsidized because it's another form of that.
You know what? Don't worry. Don't worry. You can tweet your next two. Have some time to think about it because we are coming close to the show. I don't want to, but I think putting you on the spot, you've given us a brilliant, brilliant, brilliant answer, which is to put the money in the places that it needs to go. I absolutely love that. Thank you for creating the world that you're creating, Jimmy. Good luck on Thursday for this, new Guinness World Record, 1 billion trees. I reckon you're going to smash it. I mean, if everybody does 30 trees, gosh, I mean, if you can do 30,000, people should be able to do 300 to 3,000 trees, right? So
I
there's
mean,
going to be a, I
very
wish I was out
possible.
in Ethiopia. I am actually going to East Africa very, very, very soon, but not
Oh,
quite
yeah?
quickly enough to be there for this
Okay, all
Thursday.
right.
So, yeah.
Well, anyone listening, wherever you are, you can plant a tree, right? If you eat fruit, germinate the seeds, plant it in your local garden or community garden, or fund what matters, you know? You can support all
Yeah.
kinds of nonprofits. Stay tuned to Tree Gens, x.com/thetreegens. I'll be posting out the three things and sharing a variety of ways that people can get involved and make a massive, massive impact. However you want to do that, whether if it's time, value, or financially, there's always a way for people to make a difference.
Yeah, I love that. I love that. So do go to X, go to the Tree Gen, sign up. I have, you should do too. You'll get a tree planted in your name and you'll find out more about Jimmy. Let's support him with his, I mean, look, with his mission in life. It's absolutely incredible. Jimmy, thank you so much. Okay, we are going to end the show as we always do with my little way of giving impact back to the world, creating a song with Greta Thunberg. This is Save the World by Jarvis Smith. Every single play that this song gets, 100% of the money is donated to Fridays for Future's MAPA, the most affected people and areas. So get behind it. This is Save the World by Jarvis Smith. Thank you for joining us on Monday. Thank you to Jimmy Cohen. We'll see you next week. Have a super duper tree planting week. We love you, bye.
Much love.
Streets, we're coming down. We never sleep, never get.